John chapter 11, 7 to 12. Then after this, he said to the disciples, "Let us go into Judea again." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were just now seeking to stone you, and you're going there again?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him." He said these things, and after this he said to them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going that I may wake him out of sleep." The disciples then said to him, "Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will recover."
In 11:8-16, we see the disciples' opinion. When the news came about Lazarus' sickness, the Lord's heart was not moved. The disciples must have been puzzled and perplexed. You can imagine how disappointed the disciples were. After 2 days, the Lord suddenly expressed a desire to see Lazarus. He said, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going that I may awaken him out of sleep." The disciples immediately said to him, "Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will recover." Here we see the disciples' human opinion. When the Lord did not want to go, they were puzzled. And when the Lord was about to go, they thought that it was not necessary to go. Once the Lord expressed his desire to go and see Lazarus, all of the disciples expressed their opinions. They told the Lord that it was dangerous to go because the Jews sought to stone him. This is human opinion, which always contradicts the Lord's will. However, once the Lord made up his mind that he was going to see Lazarus, no one could change it. Eventually, the disciples agreed to go, but with a martyr's attitude, fearing the Jews' persecution. For one of them said, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." Many times in every local church, the situation is exactly like this. There are plenty of opinions.